You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Looking forward to this neat organization. Got some exciting news that we're going to learn more about, but I'm looking forward to getting into it.
I am too. I love these organizations that really help kids to have, you know, better and in this case, brighter futures.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Philip and Gail Ross. They're both co-founders of Bright Futures Atlanta. Phil, Gail, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Todd.
You know, it's a pleasure to have you. I appreciate both of you making time to join us. You got a big news in just a couple of days. I think your new campus is opening, so I appreciate you making time to join us. Philip, let me lead off with you. For those listening who are not familiar with Bright Futures Atlanta, give us the overview.
Yeah, Bright Futures Atlanta, my wife and I founded it about 17 years ago in order to make an impact for the youth on the west side of Atlanta. West side of Atlanta is going through some great changes now. There's still a lot of situations for teenagers, especially that's what we've been called to do is work with the teenagers, Midland high schoolers, and just trying to provide opportunities through education and life skills, character building, all those types of things to give these kids the skills and opportunities to be productive adults later on in life.
Outstanding.
So now you're based in West Atlanta. Tell us about your vision for the community in West Atlanta and what you're hoping to achieve on that side of town.
Yeah, we live on Donald Lee Hollowell Parkway. We're right off of it, a block off. It's formerly Bankhead Highway. And for us who've been there for working in the neighborhood for 21 years and living there for 19 years, it's still Bankhead to us. But we see, even with all of the growth and the new stuff that's going on there, there's still such a need for the young people in the community to have quality education, to have things to do after school, and things to do during the summer. And that's why Bright Futures has been so effective, is because we are a year-round organization that keeps these kids busy, which we all know is idle time is what gets us in trouble. Mm-hmm. So we try to keep our kids, again, busy doing fun things, but also things that will educate them and exposing them to things outside the what they're normally used to.
Can you talk about, I still worry that there are too many people out there who, when they hear of a program like this, they say, can it really work? Can it really have an impact on people? I mean, they want to believe it, but I think they worry that it's not really making a difference. Can you shed some light on that? Does it in fact make a difference?
Well, that's a great question, Todd, and a great insight. You know, the bottom line is, you know, statistics show that when people are born into, you know, certain situations, it's really tough to shed out of them. And that's whether it's good or bad. So, you know, there's certainly instances where kids do not receive the direction that we're trying to give them. But we have many instances of kids that are doing wonderfully. We don't have enough time in this radio show to tell you them all, but we've got kids that have gotten married before they had kids. I've got one in particular that I actually did the wedding for them about 5 years ago, and they now have a baby boy and a baby girl.
Wow.
He has just been promoted to a e-commerce manager for Kroger. I'm making more money than I do. We've got a young lady that was born and raised right around the corner from us, and she actually is living at our Bright Futures campus, and she is fourth year at Georgia State, has about a 3.4 GPA, works for UPS at night, and just received Employee of the Month. So we've got a number of positives, and that's what you have to look at. If we want to focus on the negative, we can, but we feel very strongly that we can change generations. So when we change one child, one young person, we're affecting the whole family and we're affecting the generations following. And that's what you have to look at, is the big picture.
Anything, Ed?
Yeah, so that's exactly right. It is one child, one student at a time. And that's where we're a little different from other nonprofit organizations. It's very relational. We work with the same core students year round, so we can help mold and shape and guide them to give them those paths to success post high school. And it's all about post high school. It's directing them all through middle and high school and giving them opportunities, but further down the road, it's more resources for them.
Mm-hmm.
The old saying, we try to go deep, not wide.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned pre-show that you have really exciting news, a new Bright Futures Atlanta campus. Where is it? And is it complete? And how many more kids is that going to allow you to serve?
Right. The Bright Futures Atlanta New Youth Center will be opening shortly, right off Donnelly Hollowell Parkway, strategically 1 mile from our home, mm-hmm. which kind of puts us back to our roots, because that's how we started this thing, was after school and summer camp. But then just through a series of situations, finding our kids graduating from school and not being able to read or write at a very productively, we realized pretty quick, pretty soon on, that while we were affecting these kids in a very great way with their character and spiritual and other aspects, if they could not read or write effectively, they were going to be back on Bankhead within a couple years. So we started the school, but our real meat and potatoes has been that what actually one of our board chairs, past board chairs, calls is the secret sauce has always been after school and summer. And this new facility, 10,000 square foot, sitting on almost 2 acres of land, right a mile from our home, and it will be able to open up to expand to over 120 students.
Wow, that's excellent.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And if I'm listening to this and I say, boy, my child needs this, how do you get involved? I mean, you make application, do you just show up and knock on the door? How does that process work?
A little bit of both, actually. Yeah. We've lived in the community for 19 years, so our name is known around. And as we open the campus up very shortly, I think that buzz will attract youth just to come and show up at the door. We'll have a vetting process. We want to make sure they buy in and value what we offer. And offer is showing up and being part of our programming and giving them their time with us so we can get to know each other.
So you offer after-school programs, obviously, but you also do some summer camps. So walk us through those programs.
Summer camp is approximately 8 to 10 weeks. We travel twice during the summer. We take the students to the beach for a week. We go to the mountains of Virginia for a week. We want to expose these young people that there's something more than just downtown Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And again, as we said previously, it's year-round engagement. We're working with the same core students year-round. So we're always guiding and directing and giving them, as our tagline would be, real life direction to continue on the path to success.
And along with that, besides the trips, when we are in town, we go to the pool, we go to a pool in Buckhead. Again, exposing the kids to things that they're not used to seeing. We do wonderful field trips all over the city, outside the city. Again, one of the main focuses of Bright Futures Atlanta is to expose the kids outside of the regular concrete crime and chaos that they're used to their whole lives.
Talk a little bit about the academy. How is it different than the after-school program, and what all does it entail, and how do you enroll in that?
Yeah, well, the academy, we serve 6th through 12th graders. That's just the niche that my wife and I have felt called to do from the very beginning. And we are a private Christian academy that is fully accredited. And we have, I think, 10 full-time teachers, a dean of students, a principal. And it's a place where kids can feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
We learned a long time ago that if Talaysia is concerned about an altercation in the bathroom, she's going to have a tough time studying for her algebra test. So one of the first things that we make sure that we provide at our school is for our kids to feel safe and secure and give them an environment that's conducive to learning.
Yeah, that's such a critical age. You look at the kids and when they start to have issues and when they start to fall out of the system, and you guys have exactly nailed it. It's middle school and up, and I guess it's the reason that you've got some school systems that now have a separate sixth grade only school, mm-hmm. and then do 7th and 8th just to try to mitigate some of that.
Right. No, absolutely. We understand from an educational standpoint that you have to hit them young. But again, it's a calling for my wife and I. And where we really seem to be effective is with the teenagers. So that's why we work with the 6 through 12. And while my kids think that, that I rode a dinosaur to school, I still remember those middle school years in high school. And those are when you make those decisions that are going to really decide the trajectory of your life.
Right. And even when you're in a good situation, those are tough years, you know?
Absolutely.
If you're in a difficult environment, boy, that you can see how it sets them down a path.
Absolutely.
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know your heating and air system is one of the largest users of energy in your home? Replacing your traditional thermostat with a smart device saves you money while maintaining your comfort. Smart thermostats can do the decision-making for you by adjusting throughout the day to match your schedule and save you energy. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit JacksonEMC.com.
Did I hear something that you sort of are moving or have a new direction with the school? Tell us more about what you're thinking there.
Yes, we feel that because of the economy now, the way the structure is set all over the country, the rising costs of education, post-high school education, that one of the best trajectories for our students is through technical and career education. Mm-hmm. So we are partnering with Atlanta Technical College to do dual enrollment with them to give our students the opportunity to get involved with any number of areas in the trades, in the medical industries, in IT. But we also will continue a track if we have a student that really is eyeball on, you know, I want to go to a four-year college and get the trajectory. We will still have that pathway.
Well, so that is so needed. Yeah. Thank
and
you
so
much.
And that will occur this upcoming fall, a 2019-20 school year.
That's outstanding.
So super exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. No. God bless you guys. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the elephant in the room here. I mean, what's the cost of this? I mean, is there tuition? Is it funded by the community? Walk us through that. Because I also, you have a fundraiser, I believe, this fall we want to talk about.
We have a lot of fundraisers. That's what basically we spend a lot of our time doing, begging for a living.
Sure.
Because again, education is not cheap.
Right.
You have teacher salaries and all that. We are a small nonprofit, and we're very, very tight with our funding. But it basically, for a year tuition, including the private academy, after school program, and summer camp, costs us approximately $15,000 per student.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our students come tuition free.
Wow.
The fact of the matter is, if we charged $100 a month, we'd probably lose 70% of our students because they're just where their families are income-wise. They couldn't pull it off. So we also are able to get about 20% of our budget comes from the Georgia Tax Credit Program, mm-hmm. which has gotten really popular here in the state of Georgia, which has helped us out considerably. And as you said, fundraisers, we had a great golf tournament in May, 120 players at the Country Club of the South. That's always a big deal for us. And then coming up this September is our Night of Impact dinner event at the Fairmont. Would you like to speak on that a little bit, Gail?
Well, for clarification, Todd, we scholarship our students to be at our school. We have a financial aid assistance, and the parents do assist with a small academic fee each month.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense, too. So if I'm listening to this, and I love what this is about, and I want to give back to my community, I'm assuming there's other ways I can provide financial support to you. Walk us through some of those channels.
Well, you can very easily go to our website and make a contribution. That's brightfuturesatl.org. Or a little simpler to type is bfatl.org. You can do it that way. You can contact, you know, through that, you can contact us. We love having, you know, besides the financial, we all know it takes money to do this kind of work. That's obvious.
Yes.
Also takes people.
Yep.
And so we really love having people power, people with skill sets. As we know, as we open up the new building on the west side, you know, we're going to be needing people with IT experience, people with marketing experience that can come, because what we're really focusing on now is really giving our kids great opportunities post high school. And so we need people in those trades, in construction trades, in IT trade, in medical, that can come and speak to our kids and help them realize that there's more out there than what they see, because in their little world, there's not a lot. Happening.
Well, you know, and what's so cool about that, there's been a whole push to get kids back in the trades, because you can take the same super smart, you know, child, and you can put them into college and they can come out with $100,000 in debt, or you can put them into trade school and they can come out making $50,000 or $60,000. And then when they own their own business, you know, 5-10 years from now, they're going to be making, you know, $250,000 a year. And parents don't see that. They think of, especially, I guess, you know, this, we've got a, you know, construction focus with our other segment of the show, but you know, they see this as grunt work in construction. They don't see these as very high paying, very skilled jobs, and there's a huge labor shortage. So it's like a guaranteed job when you get out of trade school.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think if you look at what the public education system has put out over the decades, that every kid
goes to college. Right.
Well, first of all, data doesn't back that up.
No.
Second of all, it's changing more and more and more every day. As I spoke at the very beginning, just the cost of college now at a four-year university. And as you said, being able to get a job right away, we have a number of kids that followed the exact same path you just mentioned that are working for high-level companies, making big money with no debt.
Yes.
And
which is most important.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, why go into debt if you can, you know, end up with a career you love, doing something you're passionate about, making great money and debt free? Because then you know what? You can afford to buy a car and your first home and
absolutely,
all those things. We've got this whole generation that's come out of college with hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. And we're talking people who are not doctors, right?
Right, exactly.
You know, it would be far worse. You know, medical school is $300,000.
Right. Well, and that's with the other piece of the dual enrollment is they can get some of these college credits knocked out of the way for free. You know, we're going to be doing that while they're still in high school. So that can help if they do decide to go 4 year, they're not going to allow that stuff out of the way right away.
Mm, great stuff. I wish we had more time, Philip and Gail. I mean, amazing work that you're doing. Before I let you go, Philip, one last time, for those who want to figure out ways to financially support you, they want to volunteer and serve in some capacity, and or just want general information on all the programs, where do they go?
Yeah, best thing to do is to go to our website, again, brightfuturesatl.org, and there's all the contact information, everything that you need to know. We've got wonderful videos on there. All of our social media tags are there. That's really the best place to go and contact us. And we need everybody we can get to come in and help give these kids opportunities.
Outstanding. And again, on behalf of the two of us, thank you for your important work. Philip Ross, the Executive Director, and Gail Ross, the Director of Programs with Bright Futures Atlanta. Philip, Gail, again, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.